Consultation started on the 11th of September. It will go on until the end of October. But we did have three public exhibitions, one in Skipton, one in the Washburn Valley, and one in Harrogate Town Centre last week. And there were approximately 300 people attended over those 3 days. We were very encouraged by the number of people interested in this scheme. And I can say at this very early stage that a significant majority of those who visited our public exhibitions were very much in favour of the principle of developing a new alignment for this key Transpennine route. So we will continue to analyse the comments we've received so far, and we shall of course use that information, especially from local residents, which is often the best information of all, to influence whatever scheme we develop and for whatever bid we eventually submit.
And once the consultation closes, I suppose there's quite a bit of work to do looking through all of the suggestions, comments, and deciding on the best options after that.
That's right. The members of the public were asked to comment on four shortlisted options, which are all to the north of the current delineation of the A59, on higher ground, not on a slope as it is at the moment, so far less prone to suffering from landslips. The next stage after that consultation will be to develop a preferred option of those four, and then, of course, to begin to draw up a bid for funding. We're talking of something like £40 or £50 million, so it's a substantial bid, a substantial amount of money, and we will, of course, have to go to central government to fund the greatest part of that.
And one of the other priorities for the highways team is a Bond End in Knaresborough. Just remind us what's needed there.
Bond End is one of four air quality management areas that have been declared by Harrogate Borough Council in the Harrogate district. And we have this was one of the first one to be declared. Just to remind listeners, Bond End is, of course, a complex historic junction at the end of the High Street of Knaresborough, where the Borough Bridge Road and the Ripley Road and the Harrogate Road all come together. It is a complex junction. At the moment, the air quality problems are caused mainly by nitrogen dioxide emissions, which tend to be worse when cars, especially diesel cars, are parked with idling engines at red lights. At the moment, the complex junction, two sets of traffic lights control that junction, and we are looking at the possibility of removing at least one of those sets of lights and replacing them with a mini roundabout, which is a much more dynamic form of managing traffic. There is a meeting of the Bond End Steering Group, and by the middle of October, we will have decided upon a preferred option. There are two principal options we're looking at. One is the replacement of one set of lights with a mini roundabout. The other is the replacement of both sets of traffic lights with two mini roundabouts. But whichever option is chosen, the option will be worked up into a proper scheme, and the scheme will be subject to a traffic regulation order later this year. In short, we're hoping that all of that is determined by the end of this year, allowing us actually to carry out the work in January and February of next year. And we believe, above all, of course, that we wish to reduce the emissions of nitrogen dioxide, and it is that target which we are looking at above all other.
And over in Ripon, there's some work that's been happening in the marketplace. Just tell us about that.
Yes, Ripon Market Square is, of course, an ancient part of the city. We have already done work on the east side of the Market Square. Rather than use ordinary tarmac and asphalt in these areas, we've always used block work, which is much more attractive for this area of particular historic interest. We're now doing the west side of the marketplace, taking up all of the blocks, repairing the cement-bound materials underneath, and we've begun the placement of new blocks into that area. The southern end has already started, and we shall then continue that work, at the end of which I believe we'll have a road surface which is truly fitting and suitable for such an historic area of the city.